Welcome to Fort McMurray Matters.
Keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome to another edition of Fort McMurray Matters. Good afternoon. I'm Jaron Vecchio. And joining me over the phone today is the mayor of the regional municipality of Wood Buffalo, Don Scott. And we also have the regional fire chief, Jody Butts. How are you both doing today?
Well, it's been a challenging time, especially with issues of EMS. We're trying to make sure that we represent the citizens of this region as effectively as we can, but we feel like we're in an uphill battle against the provincial representatives nonstop.
Mm-hmm. So obviously that's what we're here to talk about. And before we get into some of the latest concerns that you guys are bringing up, maybe for those who don't know, Jody, can you maybe in just a really brief way explain some of the concerns, or maybe just the overall situation that what's happening right now with EMS dispatch?
Yeah. Good morning, Jaron. And to Mayor Scott's, Mayor Scott's point, it's been very challenging, and it's important for just a reminder that, you know, we've been at this advocating to oppose the AHS's decision to consolidate EMS dispatch, meaning the call evaluation and dispatch of the ambulance is being performed no longer local. It's being performed somewhere else in Alberta, either Peace River, Edmonton or Calgary, and on January 19th was our transition date. There, where that, the, you know, I guess literally flipped the switch where that transition occurred. So we're 2 weeks plus 2 days into this transition, and the important piece is, you know, prior to, we were talking about we are tracking and we're monitoring every one of those EMS calls. And I can say with evidence and with certainty that the system instantly is not as good as it was, and we are experiencing a degradation of service.
Mm-hmm. So I know that the two of you held a news conference earlier this week, and you guys outlined that in the past couple of weeks, the RMWB has intervened in around 20% of 911 calls. Is that correct?
Yeah, and let me give you some context there. I've asked my team in this transition to do, you know, make the best out of a bad situation. Mm-hmm. And I've asked them to do whatever is necessary to promote or do whatever you can to for positive patient outcomes, and as well as the, you know, make sure that our members are safe. Our ambulance responders out there. So the biggest piece there, and why do I say that, is because this transition to consolidation to EMS is actually AHS is now dictating the movement and of our ambulances and our staff to EMS calls throughout the region, and we have, you know, we've basically lost our ability to do that and or track our own resources. That's a big concern for us.
Mm-hmm. And the fact that we're seeing around 20% of calls being intervened, that means that 20% of calls right now are potentially seeing delays. Is that correct?
Yeah, and we are monitoring each one of those calls, as I said, and that's the trend. We are about 1 in 5, and varies day to day, but 1 in 5 calls where we've had to intervene and or a direct, we believe, degradation of service. And that's a big number. That's not acceptable, certainly not something that we asked for. This is, again, being imposed on us by Alberta Health Services, and we continue to not be in favor of this.
Mm-hmm. And Chief Butts, I know we've had you on the show multiple times over the past few months, and you've said the same thing every episode, where, you know, delays in 911 calls could be the result in, you know, life and death in a lot of these situations. And I know that you have also been outlining a couple of situations that have already occurred. One happening up in, down in Anzac, involving an individual with a snowmobile, and we also also heard a story about, I guess, a youth who had to call 911 for their friend, but that was delayed. Can you maybe just share a little bit more about these two situations?
You know, these two situations are real world examples after this transition has occurred of what this system that AHS is imposing upon us. I've said that this is going to be a fundamental shift on the way EMS is delivered in the region, and we're witnessing it now. Unfortunately, we did everything we could with the support of Mayor Scott and our council, CAO and DCAO and our communications team, and quite literally hundreds of thousands of our residents in opposition of this. But here we are. You know, my heart goes out to the young man there in Anzac and their family and to their community. But I do want to speak to the Anzac Volunteer Department and just, you know, come at it from their perspective. They're community members in Anzac. They sign up to do a job to help their fellow neighbor, and we have incorporated that level of community into their service, and that has changed, and that's been taken away from them. And the unfortunate example in the snowmobile accident is a prime example of that. So they feel. They feel very, you know, it's twofold. They feel like they let their community down, and they also feel very, you know, not being treated very well either by AHS. The other young caller who we received, who had been transferred around this province three different times, had to say the address six different times. That's again, another reality of this system that's being imposed upon us. And you know, Jaron, if I may, there's a couple other. You know, we're tracking every call, and I want to raise awareness that we've had a couple instances, predictably, a couple instances that we call code reds. And what a code red is, meaning that all the available ambulances are on task or they're on a call, and there is not another available ambulance. We've had two incidents of this where we were unaware that we didn't have another available ambulance. Now, prior to the transition, we would recognize that because we were managing our own resources. We would reach into our integrated service delivery model, and we would use our existing staff to ramp up another ambulance, a fifth one, and be prepared for that next medical call. So you would see no degradation of service. Well, we've had two examples just since January 19th. Like I said, 2 weeks and 2 days, and predictably, we were unaware that we had no available ambulances ready to go because AHS had deployed them and didn't let us know. That's a significant concern, and the one did create a delay in response. The second one here, and it's important for the region to realize, is that our local hero process for launching that helicopter is now different. AHS is ignoring our local launch protocols to get that helicopter in the air. They are deferring that launch process to southern Alberta in Calgary, where a transport physician, again, everything is not local. They don't have any local knowledge of our geography or our resources, and that is how they are dispatching that local hero. Only in the past couple days have we had a couple launches, but they've ignored our local launch protocol that has been made it successful here in the region.
We're going to take our first break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but don't go anywhere, as coming up after the break, we're going to continue our talk with Mayor Don Scott and Fire Chief Jody Butts.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio. And if you're just tuning into the show right now, joining me over the phone is Mayor Don Scott, as well as Fire Chief Jody Butts. And we're talking about more concerns being raised about Alberta Health Services' consolidation of the local EMS dispatch service. You brought up quite a few different topics there, and the one thing I want to kind of start off with is you mentioned the Anzac Fire Department, and we had a chance to speak with Captain Julie Stewart earlier this week, who addressed her concerns, especially with the situation involving the snowmobiler and the fact that they weren't called, that they noted that they have, a checklist outlines all the situations that they would be contacted for, and that this wasn't part of the checklist. Was there a checklist that existed before? I'm curious, or was it any time that there was a situation in Anzac, the fire department would usually be called out, and then they would help until an ambulance arrived?
Yeah, let me start off by saying I've also spoken with Julie out in Anzac. I've also spoken with their fire chief Travis Kramer out there, and you know I listened and I shared their disappointment in this system. To answer your question directly, it's called the Medical First Response Program, a program that is that the every rural community, their volunteer departments can choose to join. All of our, and I say all of our seven on the fire side, seven departments, we are all members or signed up for the Medical First Response Program, because that's the only way that we can be injected into that EMS response. So yes, there is a checklist, and quite frankly, I'm very disappointed in the Alberta Health Services Chief Paramedic Darren Sandbeck's comments in deferring or referring back to a piece of software, a checkbox, and pointing the blame back on the Anzac Fire Department. It's not professional. That's he's not genuine in trying and. Because the real issue here is that regardless of the software that Mr. Sandbeck is hiding behind, the system failed this scenario. That's the problem, and that's what we need to fix. And that's what we've always dug into at a locally. We can fix this, and we have. I'm not convinced that Alberta Health Services is even willing to look at the real issue. The real issue was that there was a snowmobile accident. A young person right in the community had a delayed response or delayed access to resources. That's the real problem. And if Alberta Health Services and Mr. Sandbeck want to point to a checkbox or a checklist, then we'll check them all off. But that doesn't serve any purpose. You know. So it was disappointing.
You kind of mentioned Chief Paramedic Sandbeck's comments when it came to the Anzac situation, and he also held a news conference earlier this week outlining that him claiming that there's no issues right now with the system. There hasn't been any delays. We've been, hearing contradictory stories from obviously you guys and from different cities in southern Alberta as well. When you're hearing this coming from AHS and saying that everything's all right, what's going through your mind?
Ooh, a lot of emotions. But I can tell you, we've been monitoring every call since the transition, and one in 20% of the calls where there is a direct degradation of service, and I guess Mr. Sandbeck's comments, I've got to hear them, and then I got to throw them out because it's not correct. He's never been to the region. Okay, he is being tasked, or he is dedicated to implementing a very large provincial system that has no no recognition of our uniqueness to the Wood Buffalo region. And Mayor Scott has said this over and over and again, that the Wood Buffalo region is unique. And we have all the necessary resources right here. But what AHS has done is siloed the EMS response. And ANZAC, the ANZAC example is the hard reality of what we have upon us here. Mm-hmm.
I want to clarify that Mixed News has reached out to Alberta Health Services in an attempt to get Chief Paramedic Sam Beck on the show. They have noted that they don't want to come on at this time. We will continue to send out the invite in hopes of getting Sam Beck on the show to maybe address more of these concerns. Now we're going to take our last break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but don't go anywhere, as coming up after the break, we're going to finish our talk with Mayor Don Scott and Fire Chief Jody Butts.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mixed 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mixed 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio. And if you're just tuning into the show right now, joining me over the phone is Mayor Don Scott and Fire Chief Jody Butts, and we're addressing more concerns that the municipality is raising in regards to Alberta Health Services, EMS dispatch service, which they officially took over from the RMWB back in mid-January. Mayor Scott, we haven't heard from you in a while. I'm curious, when was the last time you've heard from AHS or the province regarding this system? Have you even spoken with them since AHS officially took over back on the 19th?
Well, it's laughable. One thing I just want to make clear to all your listeners is when we use the word AHS, make no mistake, this is the province. This is our MLAs who are part of this government, Taniyao, Layla Goodrich, it's the Premier of Alberta. They control AHS. So I just want to make sure everybody's aware of that. So if anybody has a problem with this, and when we talk about a degradation of service, ambulances are getting out slower and they're being dispatched slower. So if you're having a heart attack or a stroke, this should be of concern to you, or if you know someone who might, or even if you don't know someone who might, they could. So just be aware that this is a huge issue in this region. And the last time I heard from the province was I got a note from the Minister of Health saying that the transitions occurred and everything was a great success. And that's nonsense. It's nothing but a giant calamity. We predicted it. We've been predicting it for 6 months. It's come to fruition. And the best they can do is point to us and say, you're all lying up there. And, it's nonsense. I think, anybody who calls our chief and our volunteers liars, who's never been here, I think you can evaluate what we think of that. We don't think very much of it. It's really disappointing. I think the province has really let this region down in a big way. And Chief Sandbeck, he's ridiculous. I think he's not doing his job properly. All he had to do is admit that it's a giant mistake, and that he's going to do better and try to fix it if they're intent on continuing with this process. What they really should do is take a fresh look at it, put everything on hold. It's the big mess we predicted, and take a fresh look at it and go from scratch again and determine whether they should even do it, which is obvious they should not. Mike Allen and I, when we were MLAs, we fought this tooth and nail, and it was reversed. The decision never went forward. And that's happened with government after government before this one. The UCP government decided to let this go forward, and this is the first government since 1979 that would permit this kind of change to go forward. So I'm strongly opposed to it, as you can tell. And I know your listeners are fully aware of that. Mm-hmm. But this is exactly what we predicted. And no one should be surprised by this. And it's going to continue, I predict. What AHS is going to do, though, is they're going to remove our ability to keep an eye on things, because they don't want us reporting these issues, and they're not going to report to the public. The last thing they want is to be accountable to anybody, certainly not the residents of this region. The best they're going to do is point fingers. It's a big disappointment, but it was all predictable.
Now, I asked this question to Chief Butts back in January, but I want to get your opinion on it, Mayor Scott. And we know that late last year, Wood Buffalo Council approved allocating funds to cover EMS dispatch. And we know, obviously, now that AHS and the province did not take that offer. We heard from Chief Paramedic Sam Beck, who noted that their plan was to continue moving forward and that they believe that this is the best system. I just wanted, what were your thoughts when you heard that they were still, you know, just, I guess, denying that this this request that you guys would have covered the cost?
You know, given everything that I've experienced to date, I wasn't surprised. They seem determined to move towards a calamity, and that's exactly what they continue to do. You know, if there are some times that governments just are so driven to move towards disaster that they can't seem to steer course. And that's exactly what's going on. It's something Sandbeck's done and the government of Alberta's done. So when I just want to remind everybody, if you're experiencing a delayed ambulance, let us know, because we'd like to tell the government all about it. And go to the media, talk to them about it. Remember, it is the province of Alberta that is responsible for that. And we need to make them accountable as best as we can. And they are certainly not being accountable right now. All they're doing is saying, hey, this system's great. And you just have to shake your head every time you hear one of these issues. You know, it's going to continue, I predict, based on everything I've seen so far. It's unfortunate, but we've got a government that is not very willing to alter course, even in the light of the facts.
Well, unfortunately, we've pretty much run out of time. But before we go, Chief Butts, I know that back in January, you personally put out a call for individuals to share their experience calling 911 with you, so you could get some of the stories and share them with the province to, you know, highlight concerns coming directly from the public. I'm assuming that you're still doing this, and if so, how can people reach out?
Thank you, Jaron. And yes, we, like I said, we're monitoring every call from the dispatch process to the I guess the response side of it on our ambulance crews. But what we're really missing is the patient experience. So if you've called 911 and asked for an ambulance in this region within the last 2 weeks or since January 19th, we need to hear from you. Now, short of AHS is giving any kind of avenue for anyone to voice their concerns, because there is none, please email, you can use the Pulse line, but we've set up an email account, firechief@rmwb.ca, and please put your concerns. And I'm good or bad, but I would like to hear your experience so that we can share, and it helps the strengthen our voice as a region, and we will share those with AHS whenever we can. So please, it would really assist us in opposing this EMS dispatch consolidation.
Once again, that was Mayor Scott and Fire Chief Jody Butts addressing more concerns they have over Alberta Health Services' EMS dispatch system. If you're looking for more information, all you have to do is head to the Mix News page. Now, that's all the time we have for today on Fort McMurray Matters, but make sure to tune into Mix 103.7 every weekday at noon to hear the interviews that matter to you and your community. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio, and this has been Fort McMurray Matters.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this episode or any past episode? Download the podcast at mix1037fm.com.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.